Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the PFS Global Support Podcast. Our mission is to provide support, guidance, and coping strategies for thousands upon thousands of men the world over afflicted with post-finasteride syndrome. While medical researchers are learning more about this devastating condition in an effort to cure it, we're here to listen to your experiences, share them across borders, and learn firsthand how finasteride can negatively impact not only those who've taken the prescription medication, but their loved ones as well. Together, we can tackle this growing epidemic and put an end to it for future generations.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, Nader Jawad. I'm calling in from the lovely state of Michigan, the United States. Now, today, I will be discussing what has helped me get through this year and a half of hell dealing with post-finasteride syndrome. I will actually also be interviewing a gentleman right now from England named Liam on his experience of having post-finasteride these last 9 months. He will share his experience with us. Until Liam connects, I'm going to go ahead and discuss what has helped me through through this condition. Well, post-finasteride syndrome, to start with, is a deadly neurological and hormonal condition caused by the hair loss medication Propecia or finasteride. It is a long-term health problem that doesn't resolve on its own. And the thing is the physical, mental, and sexual side effects of this drug are beyond devastating. It's affected, so far, the World Health Organization said about 15,000 people, but they're thinking more of like over 100, 200,000 people across the globe, mostly in the United States and Europe. The best way to describe it is someone who's suffering from low testosterone. It literally ages the human body 50 years within weeks when you have the PFS crash. This condition is still in the infancy stages of being studied, and I encourage anyone who can donate to help us to do so, because this condition is a body-wasting condition. The truth is there is no real treatment or cure yet for PFS, but there are Band-Aid type solutions. Things that have helped me in the last year and a half has been a number of things I've tried. For one, I've taken enzo medication, you know, not on a daily basis, but on and off, just to helps with sleep and anxiety due to the fact that our GABA receptors in our brain are blocked by this medication, finasteride. ED medication usually helps, ranging from people can use pills to even ED injections usually help guys with this condition. Testosterone can help to an extent, but the problem is our bodies can't really respond to androgen receptors. So, you know, it's very hard. We get maybe about 5 to 10% boost. And, you know, that's about it. If we could respond, PFS wouldn't even exist anymore. We'd just be on a TRT and we'd be set for life. But unfortunately, that's not the case with post-finasteride syndrome. HGH, I took this medication for a few months, and it did help with my sleep and appetite, but that was really about it. You know, that helped for a little bit. But the thing is with post-finasteride syndrome is everything really seems to wear off after a few weeks or so. Nothing really seems to stick with this medication, with medications that we try. Now, HCG was a fertility drug that helped. Well, 1 second. I think we got Liam on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right, so about 9 months ago now is when I actually took Propecia. A long time before that, I'd always noticed my hair was falling out, or thinning, shall I say. Not really falling out, because when I went to see various different trichologists and dermatologists, they actually told me that I didn't have male pattern baldness. And it was just general thinning. However, the last place I went to, they, you know, done the exam and stuff like that, recommended finasteride along with minoxidil, I think it's called.
Yeah, that's
painted
Will
a really
Gates, correct?
pretty picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. He painted a really pretty picture, said, you know, it works wonders, you've had great success with, you know, many men around the world, blah blah blah. Said, shortly after, it's perfectly safe. The only, you know, the only side effects that you might feel are loss of libido, and there's only a 1% chance of people who actually take it all over the world that this actually happens. And if it does, it will all be resolved in 48 hours of stopping the drug. So obviously, I thought, well, that's not really much of a risk, you know?
No, it's
so anyway,
like, you know, like another medication.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I went ahead with it. And I took it for a total of 7 days. But I would say, when I look back on it now, I would say I probably sort of felt the effects of it within sort of 5 or 6 days. But I was kind of so taken away from the thought that, oh great, like my hair will stop thinning, and you know, I'm solving a big what I thought then was you know, a big issue that I was dealing with.
Of course,
the thinning of my hair and stuff like that. That I wasn't even I wasn't even thinking about, you know, the one side effect that he mentioned, because I just thought it wasn't going to happen to me. And then on the 7th day, I was going to work, and I really noticed something weren't right. I just didn't feel, I felt like I had lost my libido. And you know, I rang him up and I told him, and he said, "Oh, that's really strange to hear that. That's, you know, it's really uncommon." He actually told me if I stayed on it that the symptoms would, you know, subside within 2 weeks and I'd be fine. So I didn't really realize that story. So I went and done my research on Google. As I'm sure most of the people listening and people who've taken it have done, and that's when my heart sank and I realised what I'd let myself in for. And then pretty much from there, really, it's been downhill. So the first 6 months was, it was really, really sort of dark place. I was away from home at the time, so I didn't have any friends.
Yeah, you were in Australia,
you know,
like
close
correct?
Friends. Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Yes, I didn't have any close friends or close family, although I was in contact with my family pretty much every day. It's not the same when, you know, you're sort of, you know, thousands of miles away from where you live.
Of course,
stuff.
Yeah.
Of course. So I thought, I'd only just got to Australia as well, and I thought, no, you know, I don't want to go home. The more that I read about, you know, this condition and stuff on online, the more worried I got, the more anxious I got, and the more
of course,
I started to
who can blame you?
Understand that there isn't a cure or any effective treatments as such. So, yeah, I stuck it out for 6 months out there and then come home. Probably the best decision I've made so far, although it was the hardest.
Sorry, you've been dealing with this 9 months now, right? And there's been no resolution to it.
Getting
correct?
10 months, Korea.
About 10 months, yeah. So, yeah, it's devastating, I know. I'm right there with you, a year and a half, and it's just, you know, and there's tens of thousands of other men dealing with this, and yet in the same time, the medical community, you know, a lot of them still deny it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I did actually, when I messaged you, I sent you a message about the urologist I went to see, actually, in the, at my local hospital, and he got...
Mm-hmm.
He actually got his senior urologist in, and they both looked at me as if I was completely mad. And he said, there is no way and taking 1 milligram of Propecia for 7 days, had done this, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I've had to basically cancel my whole life and come home and try and do something about this, and you know, they just people were literally looking at me as if I'm absolutely crazy.
Right. Yep, no, they do. They do, and that's, I've seen dozens of them, and they've all given me the same response, you know, oh, but the truth is, it's not. We're definitely that minority that got affected very bad from it. Is there anything else you'd like to add? We got 30 seconds left.
The best thing I can think for anyone else who's listening and going through this is not to panic. Stay away from the forums. They're absolutely poison. They make things worse. They make your anxiety worse. They get you more depressed. The best thing to do is just stay away from them and just do what you've got to do, just, you know, to get yourself through each day and just stay calm and don't panic.
Thank you so much for your time.
That's no problem.
All right. It's good hearing from you. If anybody else has their story they want to go ahead and email me at Nader, NADER_JWD@yahoo.com. Thank you again for your time, Ron.
Thanks for tuning in to PFS Global Support, where we offer coping strategies to thousands upon thousands of men afflicted with post-finasteride syndrome. We're here to share your experiences across borders and learn firsthand how finasteride can negatively impact not only those who've taken the prescription medication, but their loved ones as well. Together, we can tackle PFS and put an end to this growing epidemic for future generations.